You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm glad that I'm not in Salt Lake City, Utah. None of these NBA guys want to be out there, but I digress. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard and you, everybody listening all over North America. We're going to be hanging out here for the next 3 hours. It's a four-hour show. We get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you missed the first hour, we talked about the All-Star Game, NBA All-Star Weekend. We talked about what will be a boring dunk contest, or what I presume to be, it has no star power. We talked about the Celebrity Game. DK Metcalf ran around the court against other celebrities like he was Amari Stoudemire in his prime. DK Metcalf can probably go come off the bench right now for the Blazers and just play defense and dunk. This man was flying on dunks. He was just dunking, flinging his legs up in the air, power dribble into a dunk and blocking shots. He had 20 points, 10 rebounds, and 4 blocks in an All-Star game. It is an All-Star game. It is celebrities, but still kind of impressive how much of an athlete he is. The man probably couldn't sniff the NBA unless he tried years and years and years and years ago. But he's a freak athlete, and that was on display tonight. You know, just watching him play and seeing some of his dunks and his viral video that was obviously altered today. DK Metcalf seemingly jumping 10 feet off of the ground to catch a football. I joked on Twitter that DK should probably have 2,000 yards receiving and 20 touchdowns next year. But we still don't know for certain that Geno is going to be his quarterback. And so if you missed the first hour of the show, we talked about NBA All-Star. We talked about Derek Carr. Derek Carr will be meeting with the New York Jets on tomorrow, Saturday. And it's just a meeting of mediocrity. And so congratulations to the New York Jets for potentially upgrading. Not that much, though. Travis Kelce is going to be hosting SNL. We'll talk about that. You got to wait a few weeks. I thought we were done with Travis Kelce, but he's just having the damn time of his life. Later on in the show, we're going to have a conversation with New York Yankees legend Bernie Williams. Spring training is underway. I want to ask Bernie about all these rule changes. The bases are going to be bigger. We got a pitch clock for those slow-ass pitchers who want to take 8 years before they deliver the pitch to the mound. There's no shift. We still have that runner on second base in extra innings. And so I'm going to ask Bernie, who won everything imaginable in baseball, World Series with the Yankees and gold gloves and batting titles, All-Stars, Silver Sluggers. I'm going to get his thoughts on how the game is changing and if he's okay with it. And so we have so much more to do the rest of the show. Tiger Woods said sorry for his little joke last night with the feminine hygiene product. But before I even move on, we have about, on the East Coast at least, we got 1 hour left before Michael Jordan's birthday is done. Michael Jordan, today, February 17th, Michael Jordan turned 60 years old today. He's 60. He's still as chippy as he wants to be. It was only last year at the NBA's 75th anniversary. He's standing around in the back and he's challenging, you know, Magic Johnson into a game of one-on-one. His Hall of Fame speech, Michael Jordan is talking crap. He's as competitive as they come, and he ain't going to quit. Michael Jordan, and I don't think it's a matter of eras. You can certainly debate it. I consider Michael Jordan to be the greatest basketball player of all time. Is he the greatest overall player? I wouldn't say that. You might want to give that to LeBron James. But Michael Jordan was your prototypical winner. He's what you want. He's who you want in that game. He's who you want in crunch time. He's who you want on your team to intimidate the opposition, to rip their hearts out. And he's who you want on your team to drag up everybody else you have on your squad. And so congratulations to Michael Jordan. Happy birthday for reaching 60 years old. That man has done a lot of gambling. He's done a lot of smoking. He's done a lot of playing. And God bless him for winning. Now he's learning what it is to be a loser with them damn Hornets. Sorry. But this man, he's amazing. And over the past several years, he's provided a whole lot for us to not just watch on the basketball court, but to listen to as well. I mean, I told you, back with the Bulls, we knew this and we learned it even more from The Last Dance. Michael Jordan, he talked about the importance of the players, and he wasn't afraid to tell Jerry Krause, the general manager at the time, man, you ain't winning nothing if we ain't out there balling. This is Michael Jordan talking about his time with the Bulls.
Jerry Krause was right there, and Jerry's not here. Obviously, I don't know who invited him. I didn't, but I hope he understands. I hope he understands it goes a long way, and he was a very competitive person. I was a very competitive person. He said organization wins championships. I said, I didn't see organization playing with the flu in Utah. I didn't see him playing with, with the bad ankle. Granted, I think organization put together teams, but at the end of the day, the teams got to go out and play. So in essence, I think the players win the championship, and the organization have something to do with it, don't get me wrong. But don't try to put the organization above the players, because at the end of the day, the players still got to go out there and perform. You guys got to pay us, but I still got to go out and play.
Damn, tell me how you really feel. He's not telling a lie. He's just saying it very bluntly. I say that all the time when people call and ask me about, Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, nothing without Brady. It's like, oh, yeah, Bill Belichick says as much. Andy Reid has said the same thing this week. He's like, I got Patrick Mahomes. Look at him. I'm here to help and put things together, but I ain't winning. The players are the ones driving the titles. Michael Jordan's just always been ruthless about it. That was at his Hall of Fame induction. Felt like Michael Jordan was ripping everybody from his old high school teammates, his college opposition, NBA players. Michael Jordan's ready to go and bust ass. I mean, a couple of seasons ago, and this is his personality. They hosted, Charlotte hosted the All-Star game. And Michael Jordan was asked about the accomplishments of Russell Westbrook, who most people didn't think was cooked or done yet, and then James Harden scoring a million points. And he's like, hey, who you like more, Westbrook or James Harden? And Michael Jordan is just like, who cares? What about me? Listen to this.
They all both hard, and uniquely, it shows the talent, that we have within the league. It shows still the progression within the league. I'm very proud about what both guys have done because they are making their mark for the league, and I think it really helps the growth of the league, which is harder from a player standpoint. Six championships, by all means.
Oh, I had to slip that in there. Hey, Shep, a quick question. How many titles does James Harden have?
We know the answer to that.
Well, no, how many does he have?
As many as you and I do.
How many is that?
That would be zero.
How many championships does Russell Westbrook have?
That would be zero.
And Michael Jordan has no problem letting everybody know that he has six. And it doesn't stop there. That's James Harden. That's Russell Westbrook. He was asked about their individual accomplishments, and he inserted himself. Ha, 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 I got six titles. We know the ultimate comparison. More recently, especially when you think about legacy, LeBron James has been compared to Michael Jordan. I wouldn't say the other way around. People are looking at the accomplishments of LeBron and what he's done and what he is doing. And this is why I always say greatness comes in different forms. It does. LeBron James is great. There is no dispute. Michael Jordan was great. There was no dispute. But they're different. They're great in their own ways. I just told you a few minutes ago, in the big picture, if you said pick one, I'm taking Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan was pretty much asked in Paris a few years ago about the comparisons between he and LeBron James. Take a listen to what Michael Jordan had to say.
Is he playing? I didn't know. No, I just think that, you know, we play in different eras. He's an unbelievable player. Yeah, he's one of the best players in the world, if not the best player in the world. I know it's a natural tendency to compare eras to eras, and you know it's going to continue to happen. I'm a fan of his. I love watching him play. But it's, you know, as you can see, our league is starting to expand on very talented players. And, you know, I think he's made his mark. He will continue to do so over a period of time. But when you start the comparisons, I think it is what it is. You know, it's just a standard of measurement. You know, and I take it with a grain of salt. He is a heck of a basketball player, without a doubt.
I take it with a grain of salt. He's a spectacular player, without a shadow of a doubt. We know, if you got to think about the egos, LeBron James has already said, and not outwardly, but he's like, yeah, I'm the best player ever. Michael Jordan, man, Michael Jordan tell you right out of his mouth, yeah, I'm the best player ever. Michael Jordan, always sharp with it, will always tell you that I'm the best, always ready to chop somebody down and remind them about where he came from, how he got cut, how people made wrong decisions, how people discounted him, and how ultimately, yeah, I believe he's the greatest basketball player that we have ever seen. We've also seen a sensitive side to Michael Jordan. It didn't come until later in his career. We didn't see more of it until after his career ended. How about when he was in Madison Square Garden in that All-Star game? First of all, think about New York City, 98. Him and Kobe running up and down and just soaking it all in. It's like the new guy, the passing of the torch. Kobe Bryant wanting to just model his entire game after Michael Jordan. And then you even get a latter version, a later version of Michael Jordan and Kobe. The 2003 All-Star game. Michael Jordan had one foot out the door. He's wearing a Wizards jersey. And between Michael Jordan and Kobe, they were able to share another final moment on the court.
Foul all day long.
Oh, I know you ain't talking. I know you ain't talking.
Hey, you only got three now. I get six. I would get that foul. You only got three now.
I grew up watching him. And I grew up having that same type of edge and competitiveness.
I know where you're going. You got to get up quick. If you knew where I was going, why you go for the fake?
Mike, after you face the ball, where else are you going?
Use up your feet.
Yeah, but where else are you going to go?
In the game, I go for you.
I spun all the way around.
I go for these ribs right here.
Mike and I both know there's certain players that we can intimidate. Mm-hmm. Certain players are afraid.
Four, three, two.
That's all right.
Hey, you know, I shoot them better when the clock going down.
But every now and then, you run into a player that has the same DNA that you do, has the same competitive spirit that you do, and you quickly realize that the bullying and the trash talking is not going to work with this person.
Yeah, that was Kobe Bryant talking to NBA.com. And that's the one element, unfortunately, that's missing in basketball right now. We got a little bit of the quote-unquote petty. Guys will go on social media and tell jokes, and they'll put up memes about each other. They'll fake fight and kind of slap fight. And fear, intensity and fear and just going out there and getting it. We got dudes who are killers. You know, Steph Curry is a killer. It took a long time for people to realize it. He's not just an amazing shooter. He's a killer. He's ruthless. You cannot do anything with him. Damian Lillard, one of the most clutch players that the NBA has ever seen in its history. That's why he made the top 75 list. He's a killer. Giannis Antetokounmpo. He can tell jokes. He can be all fun and games. In between the lines, his intensity is murderous. He is going at you. LeBron James, at times, has that attitude. But if you want to talk about Michael Jordan, ruthless. The development of Michael Jordan from the 80s into the 90s, getting his ass beat, getting smacked around by the Celtics, getting smacked around by the Pistons, getting smacked around and then getting up and becoming the greatest of all time. Ruthless. There is not a player in the NBA today, if you have to think about that attitude being passed along and passed down, it was Michael Jordan. It went to Kobe Bryant, and it's just been left there as of now. Ruthless. It'd be nice if there was a clear-cut guy where we didn't have to have that conversation. This is why I appreciate Michael Jordan as a basketball player. As an executive, as an owner of a team, man, they ain't had no success. I just saw the Charlotte Hornets play, a couple of weeks ago here in Atlanta. I'm just like, oh, what is this crap? Like, who are these guys? Some of the dudes, you got Plumlee, they traded to the Clippers. And so Michael Jordan hasn't found that success yet. This man became a billionaire, was and is still one of the most famous people on earth when he was at the apex of his fame. He was one of the most famous people flat on earth. There was no social media. There was no internet to watch Michael on until he had a foot out the door. There was a development of the internet at the end of his career. After he retired and came back. This is television, radio, magazines, newspapers. Seeing Michael Jordan at the Olympics, seeing Michael Jordan overseas, and people are passing out and hounding him. Seeing him in movies. Michael Jordan is walking history. He is a walking era by himself. He is an anomaly. He is a one of a kind. Watching this man, you didn't want to see him against your team. There wasn't a time that he stepped onto the court in his prime where he was the underdog. And even if there was an ailment, an issue, an injury, a death, a sickness, it's like he always came out on top. We don't got one of those now. Michael Jordan, absolutely amazing. Have we got greatness in different forms? Oh, yeah, we've had greatness in many forms. We've had competitors in different forms. We've seen guys persevere. We've seen small guys like Allen Iverson. We got LeBron. We've seen a dominance in Shaq, who had to start his career while Michael Jordan was on his full ascent. We've seen someone 7 feet tall move like he's Allen Iverson and a Kevin Durant. It makes no sense. We have seen absolutely amazing basketball players here over the past 20 years. And it sounds crazy that we haven't seen Michael Jordan on a court in 20 years. There's only been one of him. There hasn't been another one of him after. And damn it, there will never be another Michael Jordan. Everybody else, LeBron James included, whoever the next superstar, great player who helps define this era, whoever the hell that is, he won't be Michael Jordan. There were folks who helped set the table for Michael. He took it to another level. And when it comes to play on the basketball court, I still find this man to be in his own category. What he was doing at the time is absolutely amazing. And I say is You can throw was in there as well. Happy birthday to number 23, number 45, and for one game when they couldn't find his jersey, number 12, Michael Jordan. Happy 60th birthday. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What are your memories of Michael Jordan? What's the most important thing about Michael Jordan that stands out to you? What will you remember? What stands out? He's 60. He probably still talk trash to you. I'm going to get to your phone calls on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Wow, it's exciting talking to you, Mr. JR. You are clear, concise, accurate, and honest. I love listening to you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Michael Jordan, the man turned 60 years old today. He hasn't slowed down over the past several years. He's still quick to talk smack and talk crap. He's last year at 59 years old, he's challenging Magic Johnson to a basketball game. Man, I'll take you one-on-one right now. He hasn't forgotten anyone who has chided him, slighted him, forgot about him. And I think all things considered, with his accomplishments, what he has meant to basketball, just as a sport, he did not set the table. He took it to another level. From his play on the court to his marketability, everything he's been able to accomplish as a businessman, to transcend basketball into fashion. And just Michael Jordan is the greatest basketball player of all time. He has been the blueprint. We will and have had greatness in many different ways. We will continue to have greatness in different ways, in different eras. But on the basketball court, I would say from the time that man retired completely, we haven't seen anyone just instill this type of fear, the type of killer instinct that he had. We've had guys who've had it, who were aggressive. Kobe Bryant, go get it, aggressive, no fear. We've had Allen Iverson, nobody would want to see him. We've had a Shaquille O'Neal in the same era of Michael Jordan, obviously lasting longer, coming in later. Dominant players. We have a Giannis Antetokounmpo. Michael Jordan was like a mythical being. And this was pre-social media. Maybe if he played in that era, things would be different. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What are your thoughts? What are your memories on this man? He's one of the most famous people to walk the face of the earth now at 60 years old. Let's go ahead and talk to Kevin from Pittsburgh. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing tonight, Jay?
I'm very well. What's on your mind?
Listen, long time listener, first time caller, love your show. I like how you spit the truth, first off. Being a kid from the 80s, I was a Larry Bird fan, a Celtics fan, and watching him and Magic go at it, and then watching Michael get beat up. And I couldn't stand Michael Jordan. You know why? Because he was so good, and he would tell you where he was going to go, and he would put it on you. You know, and he was just such – I feel blessed to be able to watch that man play basketball. I don't like how basketball has evolved today, but I'm sort of old school. But, you know, my top is him, Kobe, Magic, Kareem, and then Larry. Because those five right there would tell you where they're going to go shoot it, and you couldn't stop them. let me listen to you, JR. It was an honor. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure, Kevin. Thank you for calling from Pittsburgh. Yeah, I'd put LeBron in there somewhere. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Mike, not Michael, but a man named Mike is calling from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, how you doing?
I'm excellent. What's on your mind?
I love your show. I think that we need to look at two other aspects of Michael Jordan that I don't know. Maybe you mentioned them, maybe you didn't. Number one, the tragic murder of his father. And number two, the murkiness surrounding the Michael Jordan betting issue.
Yeah, I did. I didn't dive deep into that, but I mentioned his losses and I referenced gambling, yes.
Okay. I played golf in a course with him once, and I saw they were measuring for the procs, and I said, oh, look, they're paying for a $10 NASA. Isn't that funny? And it turned out they were probably paying for $52,000 procs. But anyways, you got a great show. You're the Bomb Diggity, man. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Mike, for calling from Chicago. You called me the Bomb Diggity. I haven't heard the Bomb Diggity in, I don't know, forever. 855-212-4CBS. Ozzy's here from Pittsburgh.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. Growing up as a kid, and I'm 62 years old, but watching Michael Jordan, in my eyes, he is the best athlete in basketball, and he was the greatest basketball player. Now, if you look at the rest of the players, the next best player to even come close to him would be Kobe Bryant. And that's, in my eyes, that's the two best basketball players I have ever seen.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ozzy, for calling from Pittsburgh. It's tough when you get out of that. And depends, this is where it gets funky. There's a different definition. And people want to use the word greatest. And that's why we got this stupid-ass word that has just been thrown around for the past, I don't know, 5 to 10 years, the GOAT. Now there's multiple GOATs. This is the GOAT. I wish we would just slaughter all the GOATs and eat them. My apologies to all of the vegans out there. Sorry, Shep. But my point is, you're a vegetarian. Close enough. Will you eat a goat, Chef?
Goat cheese, but not a goat.
Okay, good. It's overplayed when it comes to the greatest. Because you really, it's broad and it's good for conversation's sake, and it gets people wound up. People get angry over it, and it's ridiculous to me. Because it's almost like being a human being. There are no two human beings, unless you fell into the same thing that they recreated Sally the Sheep with, there are no two human beings who are exactly the same. Like, everybody is special and unique in their own way. There's no two people running around with the same fingerprints. And if you think about greatness, people are great in their own way. LeBron James is great. Kobe Bryant is great. Michael Jordan is great. Wilt Chamberlain was great. Bill Russell was great. Larry Bird was magic. How are you great? What sets you apart? Michael Jordan, just from a global perspective, a global brand perspective, was on a different level. Basketball-wise, what he accomplished, especially as the NBA exploded in the 90s, as it helped usher in a digital era. I remember the first iteration of NBA.com. I remember clearly what that looked like because I would be on it every single day in, I don't know, 1997 on a compact computer, utilizing web TV, going, whoa, the internet, what the hell is this? Michael Jordan was amazing. And I don't think, even with the greatness that we've seen after him, one of our callers said Kobe Bryant. Yeah, Kobe modeled himself exactly after Michael and even after LeBron. He's neither one of those guys. He's more of an overall everything, a complete basketball player, which is fine. But me, I want an assassin. I want a killer. I want a murderer. I want the guy out there who's going to snatch your basketball soul. I want the boss, the guy you see at the end of the game who you can never beat. That's Michael Jordan. That's MJ. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Michael Jordan turned 60 today. He hasn't played in 20 years. And I still think he's the greatest. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I just want to tell you, dude, I'm a late night guy. I've listened to your show for a long time. This is awesome calling and talking to you. I want to be a ray of sunshine for you tonight.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Yeah, everybody can use a little sunshine or a lot. It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. Michael Jordan turned 60 years old today. We've been talking about Michael Jordan, his greatness, what he's meant to the game. Absolutely amazing. I wish he was still playing in his prime today. He was so much fun. He was appointment viewing. Who the hell is appointment viewing now? Who is appointment viewing? Yeah, there are players that you probably want to see, but there wasn't a day where Michael Jordan was nationally televised or on WGN where I said to myself, oh, the Bulls are playing? I want to see Michael Jordan. Yeah, sure, I'll see Giannis Antetokounmpo, and I can't sit down and watch LeBron. He's too old. He don't play all the time. Oh, Luka's here. Oh, I want to see Luka. You know, maybe Zion would be appointment viewing, but he ain't healthy either. We're in a different place, a different era, a different time. I'm glad I was able to grow up my whole life along the same path as this man had his ascent. It was awesome to see. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Oh, let me get this out the way as well. There's another great guy. His name is Tiger Woods. I'm sure you heard of him. Yeah, the Genesis Invitational, we mentioned this last night. Shep, we mentioned the fact that this might be a story. It certainly turned out to be a story. And Tiger Woods ultimately had to apologize for his little passing of the feminine hygiene product. And he said sorry. Let's go ahead and give that a listen.
Yeah, it was supposed to be, you know, fun and games, but obviously it hasn't turned out that way. If I offended anybody, it was not the case. It was just friends having fun. And as I said, if I offended anybody in any way, shape, or form, I'm sorry. It was not intended to be that way. It's just, you know, we play pranks on one another all the time. And virally, I think this did not come across that way. But between us, it's different.
Well, you did it in public, stupid. And so Tiger Woods, by the way, you'll still see more of him after his apology. He made the cut at the Genesis Invitational. He turned in a 3-over-74 today. His opening round yesterday was 2-under-69. And so we'll see more of Tiger Woods. So there you have it. There is your another quote-unquote legendary update with Tiger Woods. 855-212-4CBS. Morty is calling from Virginia. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Morty?
Hey, what's going on, JR? Hey, I'm a longtime listener, and I'll call you a few times, but, you know, we won't get into that. Speaking of Michael Jordan, I'm kind of biased because, you know, me and Mike, we're the same age. I turned 60 on New Year's Day, and, of course, you know, his birthday is today. But, yeah, like I said, I'm kind of biased when we talk about who's the greatest between him and LeBron James. I'm a Mike guy. I'll probably always be a Mike guy. But, you know, like I said, there's, you know, certain or different opinions from different people for different reasons. And I think that's pretty much my big reason for thinking that Mike's the best. just because they were around the same age.
All right.
And I remember watching him. I remember watching him when he was playing for the national championship as a Tar Heel against Georgetown. And I'm like, you know, I can remember that night like yesterday. And I'm like, man, this guy is the same age as I am. And he's like off the charts.
Well, there's something I also believe, Morty. I'm sure Michael Jordan will whoop your ass in a game of basketball today. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Hey, I'll give him a nice little game, though. But, yeah, he'd probably beat my ass.
Yeah, he'd beat you up. Well, thank you, Morty. Appreciate you for calling from VA. 855-212-4CBS. Ike is calling from Indy. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
How you doing, JR?
Excellent.
What I wanted to say is I'm going to give Mike the GOAT of the 90s. But he also has a car entered in the Daytona 500, which is going to be run this Sunday. Not only him, but Floyd Money Mayweather has a car that's in the race. And as far as your top six list, I got to put Terry Bradshaw on there.
Whoa, Ike, we—that's 2 days ago. We could have left that 2 days. We're talking about Michael Jordan.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to drop that, and I just want you to give my boy Judge Mills Lane some love as the greatest TV judge of all time.
Well, damn, you watched a lot of TV, didn't you?
I know about the judges. Mills Lane was no joke.
Judge Mills Lane, didn't he get canceled after 2 years?
I don't know how long he was on, but I know he was serious. He wasn't playing no games.
Yeah, it was good for him to earn some money outside of the boxing ring as well. I appreciate you, Ike.
All right, have a good evening.
Thank you. You as well. Shep, do you have a favorite Michael Jordan memory? Is there one singular moment that stands out to you or stood out to you?
Oh, there's too many to choose from. It wouldn't be doing it justice. The thing I can think of is when Michael Jordan just absolutely willed his team and Scottie Pippen was hurt against Karl Malone. He made the best defensive play of the game, then made the best offensive play of the game, and then he had the highest jump of probably anyone in the game at the buzzer when they won their sixth NBA championship. You talk about an individual that did not let you off the hook and never sold the fan short. It's why we love Kobe Bryant so much to this day. The one box office guy, aside from MJ after his era, was Kobe because he had the same 82-game mindset.
Yeah, 82 games, just every minute, every second, go out there and destroy you. Clarence is calling from Mississippi. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, you sure the favorite, man.
Well, thank you, man. What do you think about Michael Jordan?
I think Michael Jordan's the greatest basketball player that I have ever seen.
Okay.
I don't think LeBron James is good, but LeBron can't catch Michael Jordan. What do you think about that? Thanks for taking my call.
Well, thank you, Clarence. I will answer that. I think when you look at a full body of accomplishments, I think LeBron James, in regards to story and boxes to check, will surpass Michael Jordan. You think about games played and minutes played, and he may not catch him in championships, but there will be other boxes. LeBron will probably play with his son. So just as a full body and breadth, LeBron will have his own carve out. But if we want to talk about just being the guy in the game, in the NBA, if I have to look through his whole history, I would still say Michael Jordan. I mean, there was a dude who preceded Michael Jordan by about 15, 16 years. His name was Bill Russell. And we can look at championships. But if we look at what separated him from greatness, you could say, well, there were only about half the amount of teams when Bill Russell played. We can look at the style of play. We can go ahead and look at athleticism. We can look at the imprint that Michael Jordan left on the game, helped elevate it. And so that's why I say greatness comes in different ways. And so you say that LeBron James won't catch Michael Jordan? Not in regards to the legacy that Michael Jordan has and what he built, but there are already other areas where LeBron James has surpassed him. But when it comes to play on the court, when you throw everything out the window, the longevity, look, it's not like Michael Jordan got the boot. Michael Jordan decided to stop playing twice, okay? And so if we put all of these things and factor all of them in, it's not to say that Michael Jordan wouldn't have done other things, but Who cares about the ifs? What he did was incredible in his own right. He's the man. Mike is here from Miami. Go ahead, Mike, quickly.
Hey, how you doing, brother? How are you doing?
I'm good. We're up against the break.
All right, so I'll make it quick. I want to share my most memorable memory with you regarding Michael Jordan. I was 6 years old, man, and my birthday was coming up. My grandmother, God rest her soul, loved Michael Jordan. She got me tickets for the playoffs, game three. My father and I went. And let me tell you something. This man put up 56 points, and no one talks about that performance. It's one of the greatest playoff performances I've ever seen in my entire life. But I just remember watching him, and it's like he was an assassin on the court. It was like poetry in motion. Now, mind you, I'm a Heat fan. I've been diehard since I was, you know, 6, 7 years old. But just watching him play on our home court, just destroying us.
I'm sure. Well, thank you for sharing that. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.